Welcome. Thank you guys for coming again. I know it's been a little while. I can honestly say I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. And for those of you that are going through the thick of it all, I really hope you're able to use all the tools you have in your toolkit. So, but to move on to the topic of today, it's kind of putting a pin, I think, on kind of this stage of my podcast, which has been helpful to me. I've been getting a lot of feedback from everybody, and I just feel like it is about time for me to start moving into a different direction. But I want to focus a little bit more on, just moving on with your life. And that goes from career to your mindset to the healing that you've been doing. What kind of self-care are you doing for yourself? The thriving into the corner of, letting your wings take you to where they're going to take you. The exciting, to me, this is very exciting, I'll be honest. I feel like this is a stage that literally I don't think I've ever felt this level of freedom. I feel like life can literally take you wherever the wind flows. It's very refreshing, if nothing else. I have been noticing a lot of, wow, oh my gosh, this hasn't happened in so long, or wow, that was really nice doing this without that. But it's not like a constant thing. It's just something that maybe I haven't done in a while, and it's just literally, you have judgment that lays over you in these type of relationships and things and the abuse that goes on. There definitely is no room for authentic self to come through. And a matter of fact, if it does anything, it ensures that it's going to go in hiding for a while, and you are probably not going to recognize it, even if it knocks on your door. I do apologize for any background noise. Today I'm doing this outside, so I do apologize in advance. But I just, I really, really, really felt like it was absolutely necessary for me to kind of just have this episode as just that. It's like I said, you have nothing that holds you, nothing that tells you can or cannot do something. You literally, in a way, are able to leave it up to fate. It's kind of like you go and you fill out job applications, and instead of staying, okay, well, I need to stay in this area, or I need to stay within this type of field, or something like that, where you have certain boundaries around it. But I feel like now there is a limitless to, instead of me going, oh, well, I can't do that, or I can't go there, or I can't, I can't attend that. No, attend them. Go to the weekend, go to where there's the water, go to the park on the weekend, go to the park in the middle of the day, you get off of work, go. This is all part of that living in a thriving way. That you were not able to do before, and this, it clearly gives you a different path. It puts you as a whole in a way that you're only moving forward, you know, and everything that you're doing from just simply listen to your music, okay, as being, like I said, I've listed all these different things that I wound up doing along the path of during my healing journey. And like I said, not to say I'm done, because I'm not. It's just, I do feel like there's a different stage that I'm definitely in. And I'm not ruminated all the time. I'm not beating myself up with some of those words that I used to use very early on. You know, it's just, there's just an overall different level of freedom. And that's, you know, free is about all that I can really say. It's, I can run, I can jump, I can, you know, walk, I can do whatever the heck that is, you know. And it gives you a different type of confidence that I can honestly say I never had. And I'm gonna cough, so hold on. I want to applaud each and every single one of you for where you're at, for following my podcast and other ones like it, and any other tools from videos to TED Talks to speaking to others, going to meetings and your therapy sessions, going on your walks, changing your routines, waking up differently, journaling, your music listening, your inner voice, the affirmations that you may, hopefully have started to become part of your daily rituals, your self-care, all these things, they may seem at the time sometimes very difficult, but it sometimes can be the simplest little things, like a walk, and you're seeing a few leaves for the first time in a little bit different light than you have in a while. You're seeing those butterflies just gorgeously fly around. You're seeing the snow just glimmer with little bits of rainbows and shimmering from the sun. Like I said, puts things on a different level of appreciation that has been there, but you've been a bit wrapped up, and I just want to say I am proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself as well. So I will see you guys or hear from you guys next time around. And I do wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So, all right. So Merry Christmas, one and all.